Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille and Mindful Medicine
on Radio MD.
Yes, she is an acclaimed expert in the field of integrative medicine. Dr. Holly Lucille is here with us today to talk about endocrine or hormone disruptors. Dr. Holly, what are these? How do we recognize these things?
That's the problem. Sometimes we can't. They're sneaky. I mean, so yes, endocrine disruptors, they disrupt our hormone system. And I got to tell you, being in practice over 16, 17 years now, in the last decade, I think the most prevalent cause that people come in with condition, I should say, is hormone imbalances all over the place. Everybody's different, and it's a lot due to our environment. So these are mimickers. These are toxins in our environment that are in plastics and pesticides and car exhaust and soaps and emulsifiers and household cleaning products and health and beauty aids, you name it. And the big thing about them is they're really fat soluble. That means that they can pass through our skin. And they mimic hormones. They pass through our skin. They accumulate over time. And hormones and hormone receptors are like the lock and key, okay? So the receptor site that gets the message from the hormones, because that's what hormones do. They simply deliver messages. That's like the lock. And the hormone coming in to give the message is the key. Well, when you've got these sneaky little endocrine disruptors that pass through our skin, accumulate over time, and start giving crazy messages, they are the keys, and they're not supposed to be there.
Okay, so you know that those messages get sent, and you know, and you've said so many times how many toxins we take in every day, just all around us. It's really, you know, it's just really remarkable. So what do we do about these disruptors, and are there products out there that can, you know, I mean, the products, of course, have toxins too, you know, our cosmetics and our moisturizers. I mean, it's so much, and it's almost overwhelming.
Well, it is, and you think about that. Your health and beauty aids, your household cleaning products, all of those things that we come in such direct contact to. But the great news about understanding more and more that these endocrine disruptors are everywhere are there some really great manufacturers that are popping up to serve the needs of these personal care products. And they're creating products that are free of these things. They're eco-friendly, therefore they're body-friendly. A great resource for your listeners, I've said it before many, many times, is EWG.org, environmentalworkinggroup.org. So you can look for savvy companies that are doing it right, cosmetics and moisturizers, shampoos, conditioners, they're making them much more savvy without those ingredients that cause disruption to our hormone balance.
Okay, that's great advice. And tell the website one more time.
It's EWG.org, so Environmental Working Group.
The Environmental Working Group, you know, and they really do give some great, great information. Now, how important is drinking water to detoxifying and helping with these disruptors?
You know, here's the thing. I think that, first of all, you know, I've talked about it before, I think everybody needs to have a glass water bottle. No more plastic, just forget about it. But then how do you get a great source of water? Well, you start filtering your own. Now, I use Aquasana. I do use Aquasana for my shower filters. The filter that I use in my home is a Berkey filter, all right? And so it's extremely important because there are many things, perchlorates especially, that are endocrine disruptors that you can get your local water supply report, and I guarantee you those things like atrazine, arsenic, and those perchlorates are going to be in there. And the last thing we want to do when we're working hard to stay hydrated, to stay healthy, is introduce things that we know are going to be bad for us. And so making sure that faucets, baths, showers, all of those things are filtered so you can reduce exposure whenever possible.
People aren't realizing, but besides the environmental effect and wasting paper and register and bank receipts, you know, people aren't even realizing. And yesterday I actually got a receipt and he's like, you want a receipt? And I'm like, sure. And he handed it to me and I was like, oh, shoot, I don't need this. And I handed it back to him and then I went and washed my hands.
Yep. BPA is actually found in those register receipts. And how many times do we do that during the day? You know, I was talking to Dr. Decker Weiss about this, and he suggested, because we're like, okay, well, what's the fix? A lot of people can email receipts now. But also, just having a paper bag that you can ask them just to drop that in there, and then you can actually utilize gloves. Take it home if you need to account for it or put it in your QuickBooks or what have you. You can utilize some some gloves to just safely then come in contact with that paper. But every little bit that you can reduce, it helps. It really does. It helps.
Well, I think that anything that you can do, you know, and people work in offices and they're sitting at computers all day, but there's so many office products, the toners in our printer. And I mean, Dr. Holly, to avoid all of these things, we'd be living in a little tiki hut on a mountain and making
yep.
sure that water isn't, or that the wood isn't treated with anything. I mean, it'd be impossible to avoid all of these. Please tell us in, you know, we've got about three or four minutes, the ones that you would say are the most important to stay away from.
All right. So the household cleaning supplies and your health and beauty aids are things that you really, because right there, your skin, I don't know how many times, you know, I'll go into a lecture and I'll say, okay, how many people got their nails done today, their hair this week, or have you used Windex? And all these hands keep going up, right? So it's everywhere. So wherever you can. But, you know, there's some great recipes online. You can make your own cleaning supplies, and believe it or not, they work, and they work well. And you're using just things like vinegar and lemon juice and baking soda, etc. And then also, I think the foods and the water. So certainly eating organic produce is a must. I mean, you've got to be able to shop local and really find organic products, because those pesticides, those herbicides, those fungicides, if they're on your food, that you eat them in your body, and they are in your body. EWG does have that Clean 15, Dirty Dozen list. Okay, so, hey, kind of like asparagus, if you're in a budget or what have you. Okay, well, those are the Clean 15. The absorption of those pesticides are not as great as, let's say, leafy greens or blueberries. Those are a must for actually getting organic when you're buying those certain products. The other thing we've got to, you know, we talked about heavy metals with matcha green tea, which is a great detoxifier for them, but staying away from the high mercury fish, okay?
I was just going to ask you about that, because EWG.org does talk about the fish and your mercury, and, you know, people think they're eating so healthy and they're eating salmon and they're, you know, doing all these things that we know have omega-3s and they're so good for us, but I actually got mad at my husband for buying a farm-raised salmon the other day. I'm like, why would you do that? You know I like it wild-caught.
So shark, swordfish, king mackerel, marlin, and tilefish are all very high in mercury. Look for the little guys, okay? Little anchovies or sardines. Those are low mercury fish that you want to kind of stick
with. What about salmon?
Salmon is okay. Smaller salmon and definitely wild caught for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and even the wild caught has mercury in it, but at least it doesn't have Sam Farm pink to, you know, paint colored stick in there, because otherwise it's not eating krill and it'd be white or whatever. So in just the last 30 seconds or so here, wrap it up for us, these endocrine disruptors and what you want us to know about them.
All right, so EWG.org is a great resource to get, definitely use it as much as possible. And the key is to reduce exposure as much as possible. Take control of what you can have control over, and your health is going to show for it.
It absolutely is. And the website that Dr. Holly gave out is EWG.org, and it's the Environmental Working Group, and really amazing information that you can get in there from the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 and all of these things that you want to know about the foods. It can get confusing, but of course you have Dr. Holly here to help figure it all out, and that's what we're doing here for you at Radio MD. The show is Health Radio, and we love doing it, and share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, to RadioMD.com. You can get us on iHeartRadio or iTunes. There's a lot of ways to find us. So stick with us, stay well, and thanks for listening.